It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Lingy, and Luggies.
I feel seen
on K-Rock and Action.
Okay, so I was worried that when you brought this to the table that it would end up being like, it's a lot of work. And so...
Yeah, he hates doing work.
So I've approached it like this. I flicked Liggy a text this morning like, hey, mate, want to do this movie? He was like, yeah, Ripper. And I was like, all right, you be this person, I'll be this person. Here's the bit we're doing. And that was it.
Nice. So do you have the audio grab of the actual
Absolutely
film as well?
Absolutely not. No one needs it, mate.
No, they don't.
No.
You Literally, will you'll understand this. Why nobody needs it.
Okay.
And we got to end with I feel seen.
No.
Seen?
Okay. Ooh, I feel seen.
Good start.
Yeah, so this is how that will move. This is how it works. You two are going to act out a scene from a movie, famous, not famous, could be niche, could be whatever, and I have to guess the movie. So far, during this game, we've played for about 8 weeks or so, no one has missed the movie.
To be fair, we've gone pretty easy.
We have gone pretty easy.
This one's a tough one.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Ready, Tommy?
Yep, go All for right. it, mate. You start.
That's cool, baby. You know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
Well, I do not know. Maybe there's two of us. Why don't you take out a missing persons ad? Or try the yellow pages? I don't know.
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you. And same.
Yes! Okay. Two thoughts on this. Tom, in your element, 5 stars.
Thank
out
you.
Of five. Great.
I channel
in your
with
element.
You, Newton John, outside the show as well.
Also, Lingy, I will say, you, so great, but you almost went into that, no way Bells is bigger than my man, territory, but it was definitely Grease.
Yeah,
well done, mate. You nailed it.
Danny Zuko's got a bit of that. No way Bowles is bigger than YMA, bro.
I loved how you just, it was very like Danny Zuko was inside.
And that's
you.
What I said. I was like, you be Danny, I'll be Sandy, because I knew he would be out of nail, Danny.
Yeah. Now go on, give us a bit of the musical stylings. You're the one that I love. You're the one
that I love. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
You and I have a very close relationship because we spend so much time every day together, week after week after week after week after month after month after, and you know, and
I get
so
it.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
You put one meme up on Facebook and it triggers just a whole bunch of people.
There were a few comments, weren't there?
Yeah. I said, 5 p.m. dinners, discuss.
Mm.
And the caption was, people who have dinner at 5 p.m. have nothing to look forward to for the rest of the night. I don't get it. Excuse me.
Well, you do, but you don't have to get it. Like, what do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying where there's nothing else to look forward to the rest of the night. What about dessert?
No, it's just like, it's way too early. It's not even night time yet. I don't understand 5 p.m. dinners.
Have you ever had brunch?
Yeah.
Well, then you've got nothing to look forward to all afternoon.
What? I always
you've
have
had
lunch
a,
after
you've
brunch.
Had, you've had, yeah, of course you do.
Idiot. But this has triggered a lot of people. I just don't understand 5 p.m. dinners. But people are very attached to their 5 p.m. dinners. Mm. If you ask them to have dinner any other time, you get the fiery Tom eyes that I've been getting this whole segment.
Well, I just, you know, you don't have kids. Like, the reason I have early dinners is because we've got the kids, we've got to get them into bed, and if I wait until after that whole process to have my dinner, then I'm eating at 8:30 at night, and then I'm in bed just after 9, and it's all too much.
Yeah.
Hate you so much sometimes. William and Lara, are you a early eater?
Oh, no.
No?
I can tell you who is.
Who?
My parents and grandparents.
Yes.
It's a generational thing. You've got to look at it from how we've come before to how we are now.
Mm.
You guys were brushing over the gold nugget, but you didn't exactly want to dig it up, okay?
Yeah.
The older generation had prime time television. That was from 6 to 6:30 to 9 to 9:30.
Yes.
So they would have their dinner done and eaten by ready on the table by 5. You would have your dinnerly conversations. That would take approximately 45 minutes. After that was all said and done, then they nestle down for their primetime television.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter what country you're in, because I come from the United States, yeah. And we still had it there. I still see it here. But in my generation, man, I work so hard. I'm lucky if I'm home by 8 o'clock at night.
Mm.
I don't get a 5 o'clock dinner. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Fair enough. You're probably eating lunch at 5.
We gotta work hard to make ends meet. But back then, life wasn't so hard. Life wasn't so tough. Life didn't have COVID.
Yes. Yeah.
No, you're right. Okay. Well, and I think you could save yourself 45 minutes there by not having that big conversation, your dinner conversation. Just eat your tea and move on.
Yeah, don't talk to your family. That's always good. What about you, Amy and Marshall? 5 p.m. dinners. What do you think?
Well, I think it's like the best time to have dinner. Mm-hmm. I've got kids, so I mean, sometimes we'll have dinner at like 4:30, depending on the kids. Like, you've got this thing called witching hour, and yeah. If you don't get your kids fed before that, you're screwed for the whole night.
Amy, Tom's just closed his eyes, and he's just breathing so heavily as soon as you said witching hour. But Wombi does that too, around 5.
Oh, yeah.
He gets the zoomies. Is it the same? It's just like they just go crazy. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
They're literally like, I don't even know how to explain it. They're just off their faces at that time of night.
Yeah,
they're just running around like mad cows.
So put a fork in them.
Indy didn't what?
Like in their face.
Take them and get them to bed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's not what you were saying. All right. Curbs in Brimley, what do you reckon, mate?
I have to agree with Tom here. When you've got kids, you don't have a choice. Mm. You either eat then or you eat late. And, yeah, so much for, you know, messing up your day. You mess up and don't get your kids fed, they get hangry.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to get them to settle.
So even like
getting them into bed by...
So, sorry, I was just going to say, even stretching it out till 6 o'clock, which would be, you know, night time, considered evening, is just... Not it's a non-negotiable.
Loggy, you don't have kids.
Yeah,
you but I've got Wombi though.
It's 6 o'clock. You don't. You just can't.
Yeah,
they get hangry, mate. They get to a point where you just can't get them to settle. They don't want to eat their food. They want to run around. Yeah. They've got way too much energy.
Can't you just like drug them a little bit? Is that not a thing? You're not allowed to do that. Sorry, Tom.
Man, you are really pushing the envelope today. Lauren in Grovedale, what do you reckon, mate? Early eater or not?
Nah, I'm 100% with you, Loggy, on that one.
That's it, girl. Yeah.
I think 5 p.m. dinners and then what? You sit around eating all night. No, thank you.
Yes, exactly. You've got to, like, stretch it out. Have some water, some fruit at 5 p.m. because it's still during the day.
Mm.
And then once dinner comes along, 7:30, bam, maths is on, water time.
Okay.
That's exactly what we eat, and then it's like, quick, get to bed, kids. I need to watch math.
Yeah.
Okay.
Constant thing, but 5 p.m., no
thanks. Okay. How about you both come over to my house this afternoon at 5 o'clock and
I'll bring Wombi. See
if you can get Indy to have some water and eat some fruit and just tide her over for a couple of hours. See what happens.
Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.